Holy free hollies. It's an oasis.
And with a water well, now we can drink.
Give me first.
Control yourselves, amigos. There's enough for all of us.
All right, you rodents. Scram! This water's reserved for me and my camel.
Excuse us, Senor Arab Doc. We are dying of thirst. Surely one insignificant drop of water could not hurt. See, just one insignificant drop to save our lives.
No, that's one insignificant drop too much.
You don't have to be pretty. You don't have to wear fine clothes. All you gotta do is just walk along and wiggle where it shows the most. Some girls are born with beauty, and others have fine clothes. But they think about their beauty and they forget to go to wiggle where it shows the most. Some folks believe in beauty, fine clothes and everything. You can put a wiggle in a shimmy sack and it really make the people scream. Now listen to me, little girl, you as cute as you can be. But forget all about your beauty, girl, and just wiggle, wiggle, wiggle for me.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I'm pretty excited for this week's episode as a huge fan of Disney, Looney Tunes, and Merry Melodies, as these innocent cartoons are not all that innocent as they may seem. They are obvious and not so obvious examples of racism. And it is important to note that these cartoons were directed to children, so these stereotypes are internalized and passed down to the next generation, because hate is indoctrinated, my loves. So one culprit of racist cartoons is a giant Disney, with various cartoons that casually slip in stereotypes such as Dumbo and the Crows, with one of the crows actually being called Jim Crow, and Peter Pan and the depiction of Native Americans. So Disney has addressed the issue by providing a warning at the beginning of a few of its cartoons, claiming that these animations are outdated and a product of their time that depict ethnic and racial prejudices that were commonplace in American society. Also claiming that these depictions were wrong then and are wrong today. Although this is a first step to accountability, many argue that the first step alone is incredibly weak due to its passive writing. With Gail Wald, who chairs the American Studies Department at George Washington University and specializes in race and popular media, criticizes a company for not explicitly addressing the problematic content. And I cannot stress this enough, that hours upon hours of these cartoons were consumed by children. And before you go on to say that they're only kids and they don't understand and how people are over-exaggerating, Michael D. Barron, a cognitive psychologist and anthropologist who teaches at Harvard and specializes in how children learn about race, states, "People think kids don't catch subtle messages about race and gender in movies, but it's quite the opposite. Just look at the doll test." It's a psychological experiment performed by Mamie and Kenneth Clark, where a group of African-American children showed a preference for dolls with white skin instead of black ones, a consequence of segregation and harmful representation. And before I get into it, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy!
Love that girl. love that girl.
Love that girl.
Oh, 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 please listen to me. Hey, 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 my plea. Why love that girl?
Love that girl.
on my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let me romance. You know your old-time lover hasn't got a chance. He's stranded in the jungle, glad as he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
And meanwhile, back in the jungle. Jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Great Google Booger, let me out of here.
And meanwhile, back in the States. Meanwhile, back in the jungle. I jumped out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. When I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but my soul was gone, and here's what I said.
Baby, baby, the man is no good. Oh, baby, baby, you should have understood. You can trust me as long as you please, so come back pretty, baby, where you used to be. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Now, Disney isn't the only one guilty of problematic cartoons. Looney Tunes has its fair share. With A Censored Eleven, a collection of incredibly offensive cartoons in both Merry Melodies and Looney Tunes that have been withheld since 1968. But you gotta love pirates on the internet, because you can find some of the Censored Eleven on YouTube, such as Jungle Jitters. And with the censoring, it begs the question, should we ban all the problematic cartoons or allow them to be seen today? I, for one, am using these cartoons as a teaching tool, so these cartoons depicting racist stereotypes just goes to show you how deeply ingrained these belief systems are. And there's plenty of theoretical work in sociology, psychology, and media studies fields to account for the impact on society due to these belief systems, such as the social learning theory, which poses that people acquire their beliefs, attitudes, and propensities to engage in behaviors based on what they observe others doing or saying, and that includes mass media. Another example is a cultivation theory, where it's similar to the social learning theory, where beliefs, attitudes, and expectations of the real world is largely based on what is seen and heard on television, film, and radio. And this particular theory states, the media, in particular television, communicates facts, norms, and values about our social world. For many people, television is the main source of information about critical aspects of their social environments. Whether television shapes or maintains beliefs about the world is not as important as its role in a dynamic process that leads to enduring and stable assumptions about the world. And that's a mouthful for, however you cut it, media has the power to create, enforce, or reinforce biases, and that includes cartoons. And with that being said, here's the rest of the playlist.
Hey! You said that you found someone new to do the things I used to do.
Song.
So that's a wrap for me, guys. You have no idea how appreciative I am for all the support I've been receiving. It means a world to me. Thank you guys so much. And those of you listening in other countries, find me on Instagram, send me a message. I want to know what you think. And I don't care if there's a language barrier. I got Google. We can still chat. Just find my Instagram under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. And if there's anything that piqued your interest on this week's episode, all my sources are on Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. So till next week, I'm your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.